Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. It's Pastor Robert Thibodeau here. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. We're so blessed that you're joining us. Today is part two of my two-part interview with an amazing woman of God who has had to overcome so much adversity in life. She's blind. She's been taken advantage of by organizations that, you know, she's been supporting almost her entire life. But Ashton Smith, a Special Olympic triathlete, a gold medal triathlete, is now sharing this information with the world. Not only is she a motivational speaker, but she is writing a book titled Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream, 8 Lessons Learned from Competing in Special Olympics. Now, if you missed any of the prior episode in part one, you need to go back and catch up. Ashton was sharing just some intriguing information that really needs to be put out there for everyone to know about. And I just do not have the time to recap the information she shared in part one because we have so much to cover today. Amen? So let's jump back into the interview now with Ashton Smith.
Is it true that individual athletes are responsible for all their own expenses at all times?
Yes.
You know, what does Special Olympics do with the funds that they raise all over the country? I thought that was to be used for the athletes.
It's not. I've never received a dime from Special Olympics. I've never gotten help from them. Arena Swimwear, shout out to Arena Swimwear. They gave me the sponsorship, I believe last year or the year before, but they gave me a sponsorship because Special Olympics would not step up and buy my swimsuits. My swimsuits had holes in them, all kinds of stuff. And I was going to have to literally quit swimming that year because I couldn't afford to do it anymore. It's too expensive. And Special Olympics is too expensive. $250 a night hotels and stuff at Texas A&M for state games and having to spend money on food costs. And I asked Special Olympics to help with these burdens and they just chose not to and literally lied to me and told me we'll start a trust. Everett King, Dalton Hill, and Tim Martin. Tim Martin is the CEO of Special Olympics. And we had problems. And I told them, you know, they used my dead grandmother's story on NBC5, which everybody can go on the internet and look it up. They got money from that. Now, NBC5 didn't pay them, but they got donations from other people calling their offices that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. That's a problem.
Yeah.
You know, don't use my dead grandmother's story on NBC5 to get money. Mm. And the CEO, Tim Martin, has called me a nigger. I'm not finna deal with that either. It's an organization that's supposed to be accepting of people, but I'm called a nigger by you.
Mm. Yeah, and we also hear, you know, about abuses in organizations, you know, like the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, and even Special Olympics. Did you experience any of that abuse or adversity while with them?
Some parts of it I can't talk about, but I can talk about the parts that I can. I experienced straight up racism, right? So, you know, an athlete, she threatened to take my life. Mm. And they did nothing about it. There was an article, okay? Let's look at articles. If people want to look at articles, you can go to the Dallas Observer. So we're going to talk about what's public. Go to the Dallas Observer and you'll see me talk about how I got into a clash with an athlete. Go to the Dallas Morning News. Read the articles in the Dallas Morning News, how I talked about depression and other things that I dealt with while being a part of their program. Those are things, those are true and honest things that I can talk about because those are things that are public. Mm-hmm. And I dealt with Newsweek magazine, type that in, did an article about the racism and how Special Olympics supports it. Why? Because they do nothing about it. Newsweek magazine did that article. You also had Business magazine did an article. So that's two articles about the racism in their program that's public. This is not stuff that I'm making up. I'm not on here lying on their organization. These are articles that y'all can actually physically look up and say, yes, Special Olympics Texas supports racism. Because why would you send a child home with Confederate memorabilia? Why would you do that? But if I wore a Black Lives Matter shirt, see, when Colin Kaepernick had his issues, when he did all this stuff, Special Olympics had a talking with me that year about not kneeling and all of this other stuff. I told them I understood that. I said, I'm not here to disrespect any type of flags or nothing like that. I said, I get that. But at the end of the day, I'm not fixing to get in trouble for wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt, but you allow white people, okay, let's be real, because I'm a black person, they allow these white folks to wear Donald Trump stuff when he became president. It was okay. But as a black person, I had talking to my staff, by people, they've tried to control my life financially. I've had to show them bank statements or where I get my money from, or, you know, and I'm 34 years old and live on my own. I've been even questioned by them why I have a driver's license. Like, what do you mean? Why do I have a driver's license? What do you mean I'm not allowed to go to the free press? I was excoriated by them for going to the Dallas Morning News. And they told me I'm not allowed to do that. What country are we in? Are we in Guam? Are we in any other country? We're in the United States of America. And as long as I understand and know the Constitution and what my rights are to have access to free media and public access to the media, there is no organization that can tell you that you don't have access to the media. And Special Olympics tries to drill your head. They try to fill your head with a bunch of nonsense that you don't have rights.
Yeah.
You know, I had somebody tell me I'm not allowed to have my boyfriend on trips. So my boyfriend's a thug. My boyfriend's a thug because he's a black person. I see. Okay. So my boyfriend's a thug. Those are the things I can talk about because I was called a thug by a coach. When I was at national games, a white woman told me I looked like a thug. And I'm called a nigger by these people, and they don't care about it. And it's happened. Go ahead.
You told me also that Special Olympics informed you you can't use their logo or anything on any of your individual marketing, like website and all that.
None of that.
Has that ever been resolved, or is it still in place?
That's rules. That's in place. They do not want you using their logo or nothing to make money. I said, well, then y'all can't use my face. Then your contract is trash because you can't sit here and profit off of my black self, okay? Just keep it real. And profit off of me and make millions of dollars from Walmart. Let's list their sponsors, right? You have Walmart. You have Amazon. You have Texas Roadhouse. You have all these, you know, huge corporate sponsors. You have the NFL. You have some of the biggest corporations in the world, Target. I need everybody to do research and start contacting their sponsors and let them know that they do not help athletes. Am I speaking for every state? No, but I'm speaking for my state. And the state of Texas should be federally investigated. Everybody should contact the Charitable Trust of Texas against Special Olympics. Everybody. Because their organization is a pyramid scheme. None of the volunteers get paid. Volunteers are volunteers. Special Olympics tried to make me do jobs like pick up trash, stack chairs, move furniture, carry people's bags. That's not my job. You're not going to have me doing tasks, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be at the gym to help them set up chairs and stuff. That's not my job. And I got to play a game.
Yeah. Amen.
That's labor.
Let's fast forward a bit. Your faith helped you through all of this?
Oh man, let me tell you something. I've never blamed God. I've never. My faith has been the rock solid backbone, especially since my sister died. My sister died this year. Bless her heart. My family, we took that real hard and, we're still trying to deal with that as we speak. Yeah. And it's been tough on us, but my faith for all situations, I've never blamed God. Even when I got kicked out of Special Olympics, I got kicked out. I didn't walk away. So I'm going to emphasize that. I got kicked out September 18th, 2019. Three men showed up at a restaurant, a Fuzzy's restaurant, on that day. And that's a form of intimidation. Why are you showing up at at where I live, less than 300 yards from where I live at, three men show up at a restaurant and y'all want to intimidate me. Talk about having faith and having hope. It was tough. And I leaned on God, because as that man read that paper telling me, Dalton Hill read the paper telling me that I am no longer going to be a part of Special Olympics. Keep in mind, I was in the program for 28 years and never had problems, right? Yeah. Never had any issues. Never had problems. Coaches, you know, I'm a great person. Never had issues. One of the best athletes that they've ever had gone. And at that time, I had to lean on my faith. And as soon as I got kicked out, you can look at my YouTube. There's a beautiful picture of Broadway Church, and you will hear me praying and crying to God, because everything I worked for, gone.
Yeah.
And so I started to throw away a lot of the stuff from Special Olympics. I threw away a lot of medals and paper documents as far as like pictures and stuff, because I didn't want the reminder of that hurt. And so I leaned on my faith. To this day, I lean on my faith. I've never blamed God, ever. I've never blamed anybody for my problems, except for those who have caused them. I'll repeat that again. I've never blamed anybody for my problems, but I have blamed those who has caused those problems. Everett King, Dalton Hill, and Tim Martin.
Amen. Let's talk about
your book. They are the reasons. Huh?
Let's talk about your book.
You know, let's talk about it.
Swimming Upstream to Realize the Dream. When is that scheduled to be published?
I will get with them after the holidays. You know, we got the holidays right now. New Year's coming up, so that's, you know, key for a lot of people. So I'm hoping to, you know, get with him probably around the 10th. I know that's when they'll fly. I think they'll go back to their state or fly or something. And then hopefully I should start to know dates by then, and that'll be kind of on Amazon and kind of where, you know, kind of where books are sold. It'll be in the marketplaces where those are sold. And so maybe we'll, once that book comes out, hopefully me and you can start to do something to now get that specifically promoted so people can start to buy that and recognize
we'll
out.
We'll put the links to that down in the show notes. Whenever you get it, we'll just add it to the show notes. Not a problem. Not a problem. Can you give us the 8 lessons learned from competing in Special Olympics that you talk about in your book?
Just the eight lessons. You know, we went over some of those 8 lessons, but I'll go over my 8 lessons. I think some of those are going to be in the book. But my 8 lessons when I was in the program was, no matter what is going on, number one, I competed at a high level. That's the first thing, no matter what was going on. Number two, I always had a great attitude. Okay. So that's number two. I always had a great attitude. Number three, coachable and willing to learn. I'm coachable and willing to learn. Number four. Fighting through adversity. Number five, realizing that it is not just you, that you have to work as a team, right? Yeah. And so that was the number five lesson. Number six lesson, being able to take criticism, right? And not lash out at other people. Amen. Take that criticism, learn from it, and enact that criticism. That means act on the criticism, build from it. Number seven, being able to overcome the obstacles in your life, being able to overcome disabilities, being able to overcome poverty, those types of things.
Amen.
Number eight. The number eight thing is that when you've read all of those, you now have a foundation, number eight, learning how to build from the foundation and build from the ground up so that you can have.
Amen.
That you can realize your dreams. Through applying yourself. And so what Special Olympics taught me wasn't necessarily thanks financially or helping me grow in that way. They taught me more so about the perseverance and just about being, you know, just trying to be a good steward and a good person is what I learned when I was in Special Olympics, how to be a good person to people who are different than me, number nine.
Amen.
That's powerful, right?
Yeah. Amen. That's good. That is good.
That's,
amen. It's going to be, that's a great book. Amen. Amen.
I mean, don't you think so? Because I think that being able to have life lessons, and those life lessons don't have to be financial. They don't have to be whatever, but the life lessons that you have, you take those life lessons, you know what I'm saying? And you learn from them. And that's what I, you know what I mean? That's kind of what I've tried to do is learn from every lesson, whether good or bad. You know, after my sister dying, learning the lesson that no one, number 10, right? We said number nine, we're on nine. We'll take nine. When my sister died, I had to really learn, man, that nobody's going to be here to take care of you. That's a fact. No one's going to be here to take care of you. When my grandmother died, I realized that financial help went away. She's not here to take care of me no more. When my cousin died, I realized that financial help is not there. And so you learn number nine lesson is you learn to be financially free and independent. Number 10, for 10 to make it a round even number, I've learned to be a good steward. I've learned to be a good steward of my resources. I'm not a rich person, but I've learned from being in that program how to be a good steward of resources and how to be a good steward of people. And I think because of those two things, I think that'll make me have a solid foundation. Because of those things there, I'll have a solid foundation. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You're also starting a podcast, Truth to Triumph. You got a great trailer already. I mean, that thing is awesome. Tell us a little bit about your podcast. What are you going to talk about?
I'm hoping to be able to get that up and going. I'm visually impaired, so I'm trying to figure out how to get it going. I'm working on it, trying to figure it out. If I can't get that up and running, I hope to go to a TV station called SEMA TV, which that'll be a lot more easier for me to use because I'm visually impaired. TV's more visual. Okay. So that's, you know, people can see my book, visually can see the cover, what it looks like. And SEMA TV will be sending me a camera, you know, a 4K camera, a green screen, whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but that's what they're sending me. The lighting, all of that stuff.
Praise
Lord. You know, praise the Lord. I mean, and I'm not having to pay for it. Yeah. So,
amen.
Hey, man, I mean, it's expensive. I don't even know what it,
yeah, that's, you know, an open, I mean, door.
Go ahead.
Amen. No, that's an open door from the Lord.
That's an awesome open door. Yeah. And that's equipment. I don't know what a green screen is. You got me on that, but that's the items that they said they were sending me. So, it's a beautiful thing because I will be able to kind of like what you see right here, project what you see like onto a green screen, like what you see here. But I think that for me, taking advantage of all resources will be good. And we will have my TV show maybe be called Truth to Power if I can't figure out how to get that podcast going, because that podcast is on a platform called Anchor. And there's a lot of editing and things you have to do with that I haven't figured out because I don't know how to use it. I'm visually impaired.
Amen. Amen. You're also involved with the Black Lives Matter cause. I mean, you have clothing and things like that on your website in an effort to raise funds. How's that going? Have you had any response to those offers?
I've only sold 4 shirts because I'm not big enough. Like when I was in Special Olympics, I wasn't allowed to make money. And so the site, you know, I want the site to do well. I want people to buy my items and listen to my story. There's a video of me on the site. That's all been updated with a video of me.
Yep.
And it's with the YMCA. You know, you know, I don't have any logo of Special Olympics on there. The YMCA logo is on that. So it's, you know, of course the clothing that I, you know, Special Olympics clothing that I had on, but as far as logos, we're not using any of their logos and stuff, in, the, video, but I think it's a really good video of me. Check it out, guys. On that website, goldenashton.us, www.goldenashton.us. Go there today.
Yeah, it's a good looking website. It really is. When I was looking at it, and I watched that video as well, and it's a very good video. It really is.
Really? So all that comes together. It looks, yeah. You know, because from your advice, you certainly want somebody's advice like yours, because you actually have you have something that has a lot of listenership. Your program here has a lot of listenership. You know what I mean? And I'd rather seek advice from somebody like yourself, because you know what you're doing. And
I appreciate that.
One of those things, I know when I told you about the website, that was some stuff that you were telling me, maybe add some stuff to it. And we did. We added a video to it. And I think that just grabs your attention when you click on the website.
Amen. That's right. Well, Ashton, how can someone get in touch with you again to ask a question or maybe do an interview like this? How can they get in touch with you?
They can find me on LinkedIn. Ashton Smith, you'll find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on all of the social media, such as Facebook, or you can type me in on Google if you don't want to do all of that. You can just type in Ashton Smith Special Olympics, and it'll tell you everything about me on Google, and then you can find me real easy that way, because all my Facebook and even my GoFundMe shows up on Google. So people, if they want to contribute to my GoFundMe, they can find that also on Google or contact me through email too if they like. Ashton Smith. So it's going to be Ashton Smith 1049. It's going to be Ashton 1049 at gmail.com. Ashton 1049 at gmail.com. And that is the numbers. And you can go there today through the email, and I'll give you the links, sir, so that you can start to post those on the show, so that folks can go ahead and reach me through those links. And the website has phone number.
Give me the website again.
That website, www.goldenashton.us, www.goldenashton.us today.
Amen. 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 We'll put links, all that, down below in the show notes. Folks, what you've heard from Ashton today should be raising your awareness to what's going on around you on a daily basis. I mean, besides the COVID shutdown, as if that weren't bad enough, there are people hurting everywhere. People that you may think they have it all together. People that you may think they've achieved their dream. Now they're living the high life. But it couldn't be farther from the truth. I know. Believe me. I know. I've experienced things that have taken me years, literally years, to work through and overcome. And I'm still battling some of those demons. Ashton has had a lifetime of adversity, a lifetime of struggling against a system that, for all appearances, was there to help her. It wasn't until she was on the inside as part of the system that the true realities became apparent. You know, you need to get in touch with Ashton Smith. Go down the show notes, click the links, go to our website. I encourage you to look around, possibly buy a couple of those articles of clothing if you're inclined to do that. It'd be a big blessing to her. You definitely need to buy her book when it comes out. That's a definite. You can reach out to her, get more information on that just by clicking the links down below. Ashton, I want to thank you for taking your time to come on the program today. I appreciate it, and I want to thank you for educating us to some of the things that are going on behind the scenes in Special Olympics Committee that many people don't realize. I appreciate your time today.
You too, and I really, you know, I think just a word of prayer, if that's fine, because this is a religious program, and I always try to close out in prayer. Because I feel that in these times, and let's not forget coronavirus, that people are hurting. That's something that I haven't forgot about. And speaking of that, I was not in Special Olympics. Thank you, Lord Jesus, when that happened. I have some serious concerns again and fears for athletes that are competing in that, because if you don't take the vaccine, you can't play. You know, I'm hearing stuff from other people, so it's it's scary for some people, but Special Olympics is not going to keep you safe in a pandemic. And they, I've had injuries also in their program. I've had concussions. I've ended up in the hospital even while playing. Medically, Special Olympics has never paid for any of my medical costs. I mean, very serious stuff. And so how can you trust that they're, let's be honest, how can you trust that they're going to keep you, your family, or your children safe if the NFL can't keep their players safe, a league that's not paying your athletes, they have no desire to keep you safe. Everything's about money, money, money. And the reason I say this is because in this pandemic, they tried to use me. And they tried to rerun video footage of me online to raise money for their organization. And it went like this. It said, Ashton Smith said social distancing doesn't hold her back. In 2020, this year, they tried to publish that on the internet. And keep in mind, they kicked me out of their organization in 2019. So yeah. That's a double whammy that I was used while I was in your program. And now y'all want to use me when I'm out of the program.
Yeah.
And I find that to be horrible. So at this time, because of all that, I do come to God and I do pray.
Amen.
Heavenly
Amen.
Father, at this time, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for this man and his show, for his blessing, for his help, desire, and willingness to reach out to me. I know, oh, Heavenly Father, for those who choose to call on your name and want to call on your name, they can do so. Amen. I lean on you, Christ, and the three, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I know in those accords, and we say amen. God bless y'all today.
Amen. Amen. Folks, that is all the time we have for today. Glory to God. It was good. It was really good. Ashton, thank you again for coming on the program. God's blessings upon you. Folks, that's all the time we have. For Ashton Smith, myself, is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Be blessed.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.